Warm welcome to this podcast series. This is just going to be bite sizes of motivation and inspiration to help you along your journey to become the best version of yourself. I am Patricia Chifamen Salakai, a distinguished Toastmaster. Toastmasters learn to develop communication and leadership skills through peer-reviewed meetings and regular interactions, participating in delivery of speeches, working on projects and programs through volunteerism, and through that they learn to hone or sharpen their leadership and communication skills. I have been a fortunate member of Toastmasters for over a decade, and now I want to venture out and support more people to discover the best version of themselves. If you're new to this podcast series, please don't forget to follow so that you can receive notifications of any new feeds that I put on. Let's go into the session. Welcome aboard. Dubbing today's session as picking yourself up. Picking yourself up. Have you ever had an experience where you are walking majestically in a crowd and then you trip, slip, and fall? In that split second, which to you may seem like a season, you will be thinking about who saw me fall, who is still watching me, who is probably laughing at me, and can I ever get up, dust myself off, and raise my head up high? This piece is for you. You see, in the very moment when one falls, the whole world seems to be crashing down on you. You feel the shame of having not seen what lied ahead of you, so you could have avoided it. But there are others who are also looking on and were admiring how you were gallantly and majestically coming. And they were actually excited and inspired by your strides. And when you had that fall, they felt sad. They will probably be rushing to your side to help you rise back up. They are actually looking out for your good. They are actually looking out for you to get up, dust yourself up, and walk on. That is where a lot of people stay down too long. You need to remember to get up, pick yourself up, dust yourself off. I mean, what is the worst that could happen? If you didn't break a leg or an arm, then you can still stand up and stay focused on where you were journeying to. Believe you me, that is going to inspire more people to be able to pick themselves up from wherever they have fallen. Life happens, and sometimes there are trips and falls. But whether you continue to stay down or get up, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and continue to progress is what makes that difference. And staying down too long, you know what that does? It only seeks to draw more attention, the kind of attention that you do not want, the kind of attention that gets more people to see that you have fallen and come and pass negative comments that will probably derail your efforts. So learn to always pick yourself up quickly. Dust yourself off show appreciation to those that were looking out for your good, and then walk with your head up high. Congratulations, that is how you learn to pick yourself up. It won't be easy, but you will be so glad you got yourself up and got going. See you next time. Until then, bye.